Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Uptown Parlay Podcast. Now your host, Ace.
Welcome to the Uptown Parlay Podcast, March Madness Edition. We got G-Dad here with me.
Hey, folks, how are you? Haven't been around in a while. Hope you've been making money in the meantime, but G-Dad is here because he knows basketball.
Yes, he does. He's been picking this tournament for the past 35 years, at least.
Oh, no.
Not longer than 1988.
50 years.
50? How's that possible?
Picking them since 1974.
Since they had stone tablets.
Since they had stone tablets. Since an Apple iPad was an actual Macintosh that you could eat. Mm. That's how far back it goes. For 50 years.
Impressive. The only person that's been around the game longer than you is Digger Phelps.
Actually, no. Vitalis been around.
Oh, that's right. He's 81, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've been picking him longer than all them guys. In fact, haven't played Division III basketball from 1970 to 1973.
Oh, well, we won't be doing the D3 tournament this year, but we're starting in the men's bracket.
We're not doing D3?
No. Right,
see you later. I'm out.
Although your alma mater did make the Division II tournament, so shout out to Queens College.
There you go. Cooney Queens. All right.
Yeah. Give them your first four, Wagner versus Howard. Who do you got?
The first four, I'm going with Howard. Howard has a decent team this year. They've got a good coach this year. Wagner's basically a city school, a community school, even though it's a private school. They don't get the kind of players. They get the kind of players that play in the city of New York, mostly Staten Island, which is Richmond, where Wagner's located. And Staten Island, as a city boy, Staten Island has never really had any good basketball players. I mean, we used to go to St. George over the gym in St. George back in the day to play. And them cats really couldn't play very well. Mm. So I've got to go with Howard. Howard has got the brothers. The brothers are going to take care of business this time.
Howard's got the oldest player on the court, so I'm going with them as well. They're -3.5. I'm rolling with them.
Now, while he's also the oldest player, he's one of the few players that have a degree from Harvard University.
Yes, he does. Colorado State, UVA. UVA is getting 2.5 points.
You have to go with UVA. UVA has been good this year. They're up and down. They depend too much on the three-pointer, and they haven't had any good three-point shooters. They really don't have any big guys this year, and that's been their downfall. They usually play like three guards, two forwards, about 6'8", 6'7", on down. They haven't got the players this year, so they've got beat up on a lot in the ACC. I'm going with Virginia over Colorado State, though.
To be completely honest with you, I thought that St. John's or Providence would have gotten in here. The fact that the ACC got six teams kind of shocked me, and the Big East got four, considering that the Big East has three teams ranked in the top 10 seats, which is kind of crazy.
St. John's doesn't belong. They've only
considered, does UVA belong?
They've only considered because of the coach. What's the little guy's name again?
Patino.
But they've only considered because of Patino. They have one kid, the center, Serrano, who's a baller. The rest of them are okay. He's going to be in the NBA. The others are going to be in Europe or back selling insurance when they graduate, if they graduate.
But you know what I can say about everybody on UVA? Right. They'll all be selling insurance.
And they'll all be college graduates.
You got six gym teachers on that team.
No, they won't be selling. They'll be investment bankers and stockbrokers.
They hope.
No, that's what BA graduates.
They hope.
They go straight to the stock market in D.C. And half of them will be going to law firm. You got to go with BA in this situation.
Mm.
Next up, Montana State and Grambling. Grambling won 20 games in a SWAC. Montana State's a pretty good team. I got to go with Montana State.
I'm going to go with Grambling because they won 20 games and the fact that most of those games were actually outside of their conference. They were a middling team in their conference, which is actually kind of surprising, which means that they actually played pretty well against other mid-majors.
Mm-hmm.
So them playing on a neutral site against Montana State and having to travel not as far is an advantage to them.
It's possible. We'll see. Montana State, even though they're 17-7, I believe they're better coached. I know they've got better facilities and better equipment. So we'll just go with that. I'm going with them for that reason. And they're playing a better conference and a bigger conference.
I'm taking them because they're getting a couple of points. And the teams in the first four really got to want it more. Also shocking to me, Boise State got in out of the Mountain West. The Mountain West got more bids this year than the Big East. Shocking.
Listen, deservedly so. The Big East got Marquette.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't get Providence.
That's
I
my point.
really
It's not so much St. John's, it's more Providence who was actually
yeah,
good
more
throughout the
Providence.
year.
And they got Creighton.
If you put in Providence, you got Creighton, you got UConn, and the third school was not
Villanova didn't
Villanova.
make it.
Not Nova.
Oh, Mark, yeah, Villanova didn't. Marquette, St. John's, Creighton. Is Drake in that conference?
No,
No.
Drake is in the Missouri Valley.
Okay. The conference wasn't very good, so I have to go with it.
I don't know.
Not that the Mountain West was better, but I think they're trying to give some play to the smaller five schools outside of the so-called Power Five schools. I think they're trying to give some rhythm to the lesser conferences.
Yeah, it was
And then,
Marquette, Creighton, and UConn. And no,
yeah.
it was just a diss to the Big East because the other power
No.
conferences got more schools in. The Big East is a four-bid school this year,
Keep in
four-bid league.
mind, three of the schools from the Big East are ranked in the top
Yes.
20, if not the top 15, if I remember correctly.
Correct.
And
UConn's
UConn
number one
remains.
overall seed, so.
There you go. So,
And Providence had a win over them.
yes. But that's
That's
okay.
kind of what I mean.
I agree with you about Providence. And if Cooley was still coaching, I think they would have made it on his reputation. So maybe that has something to do with it too.
Fair.
And of course,
Colorado.
Colorado's been good this year.
Very.
I don't know why they were a playing team. They've been very good this year. They've got the players. They've got a coach. They were great in the conference. I'm going with Colorado. Definitely Colorado over Boise State.
And something that I'd like to point out to all the listeners is the majority of these games in college, whenever there's an over under below 146 and a half, more than 60% of the time, it's been going over 146 combined points. So that's something to pay attention to. They have a
Yeah.
lot of these set at 135, 140. So I'll be taking a lot of overs in the tournament. They tend to have a bit of a looser whistle. So just keep that in mind when these teams start taking a lot of threes and moving up and down the court. The space and pace is starting to take hold in college because there's a lot more guards and there are big men that are able to just, there's not too many Zach Edey's out there or Klingon from UConn who you can just toss it into and go get some points. Doesn't usually work like that.
All right. What conference? What you call it? You want to start with East, South, West,
Let's start with your favorite, which is the West.
the West. I love the West. I love the mountains. I love the desert. Okay, my picks.
Got UNC versus Howard, one
You,
versus 16.
please, please listen. I don't know what the points are. I don't know what the over under is. Take NC,
Don't
but
really
take.
set it yet, but I think they'll probably be 24-point underdogs.
Whatever. Take NC, take the points, take the over.
Fair.
Okay. Howard has no chance.
Now here's an actual challenge. Mississippi State versus Michigan State.
I have to go with Michigan. Let me see who did I pick on? I picked Michigan State.
All
And
right.
the reason I picked Michigan State is because while he the last 2 years, Izzo really hasn't had any super players, any power, any great players. But somehow they always manage to win 17 to 20 games. They usually win the first round, sometimes, and they often win the second round. They're well prepared. He's a great coach, a great tactician. I'm going with Michigan State. Even though Mississippi State may have some better athletes, I have to go with Michigan State here.
To be completely honest, I think both of these schools got in based on the conference that they were in. If you would have told me that Indiana State got in instead of Michigan State or Mississippi State, I would have been okay with that. But as we kind of found out, the Big Ten and the SEC run college sports, so they were both going to get in.
They
It's
want
just what it
college foot.
is.
They want college football. They
Well, they
don't
run
want
college
college
basketball too.
basketball.
That's the whole reason why they want to expand to 72. They want to add another four more teams, I
Okay.
believe. St. Mary's at Grant versus Grand Canyon, two
You
West
got
Coast
it.
schools.
Well, first of all, Grand Canyon is a I don't know what kind of school it is. It's a online
Private,
school.
it's a private
So
Christian school located in Phoenix.
I discount them completely in
It's a real
terms of,
college.
I discount them completely. That's my two cents as an old man. But nonetheless, I don't think they have a chance. They've got no shot against St. Mary's. St. Mary's is a high-flying team. They've always been a high flyer. I think they beat Gonzaga twice this year. I know they beat them once. I think they
Correct.
beat them twice, which means they've got the ballers, they've got the skill, they've got the talent. St. Mary's with the points and the over, because St. Mary's a high-scoring team.
St. Mary's won the West Coast Conference in the regular season and in the tournament. So they're a very
There
good
you
team.
go.
Grand Canyon did as well, but unfortunately, the WAC is not as powerful of a conference as it used to be.
There you go.
Alabama, College of Charleston, 413.
Alabama's got a Alabama.
That's kind of a gimme. I don't even know what the point spread would be, but I would take Alabama right now. Clemson versus New Mexico.
New Mexico I don't know how they got in. They're a borderline team. They're still in the Pac-12, right?
No, New Mexico's in the Mountain
They're
West.
in the Mountain West. Their conference isn't that strong, but there's no way that Clemson can lose to them. Clemson's in the SEC, well, in the
ACC.
ACC, and the ACC is one of the strongest conferences. And if you can survive in that conference, you're doing pretty good.
Well, my upset pick is an 11 over a 6 every year, and I'm going with New Mexico. New Mexico
You
beat
got
San
it.
Diego State. New Mexico beat Boise State. It's the reason why they're not in a play-in. And a double-digit seed always makes a run, and Clemson's a weak team.
So you're picking that double-digit team as opposed to some other one in another.
Correct. Clemson lost to Vanderbilt. And as we know,
Okay.
Vanderbilt fired their head coach.
I don't know why, but okay. Find the coast doesn't mean the team stinks, but go ahead.
Baylor at Colgate versus Colgate.
Listen, me and five of my friends could probably beat Colgate, okay? So you got to go with Baylor.
You can't even run either. That's
And
impressive.
you got to go with Baylor.
Unless the Donald Foyle's walking through that door, folks, take Baylor.
Exactly, is there.
Dayton, Nevada.
I got to go with Dayton. Dayton's a solid team, well coached. They play basketball the way it was meant to play. Pass till you find a guy that's open and he makes a layup. Okay, so I have to go with them. Nevada's the run and gun team. Run and gun teams don't do well against disciplined teams, and Dayton's a disciplined team.
If Nevada can get hot from the outside, I like them, but I don't like this 10 over this 7. Every single year, one happens, but I don't think this will be it.
It won't be
Arizona,
the
Long
one.
Beach State.
Arizona's been top ranked the whole year.
I
Long
know.
Beach State, again, is another one of these West Coast high-flying, high-scoring teams. I don't understand the kind of coaching out there, but that's what they love to do. Arizona is going to win this game. I don't think they'll get past this round, but I think they'll win this game.
The head coach of Long Beach State is the former head coach of Gonzaga, who left. So then they hired Mark Few, just so you know. So he built the program up, got them into the NCAA tournament, and then Long Beach State hired him as a promotion. That's how bad Gonzaga was 17 years ago when this guy took the job.
I was about to say that's 100 years ago that he was the
Yes.
coach of Gonzaga.
But
So,
they fired him on this past Monday, even though he won the conference tournament and got them into the league. So now he has some leverage. So I'm hoping he can get another job.
Oh, he'll definitely. Well, if he decides to get another job, because like me, he's on the senior side, so he may just retire. He said he might just retire.
Well, as he said, I got a big house payment, so we'll see.
We'll see what
And
happens.
Michigan's
Exactly.
hiring.
And Michigan. Well, I don't know if he'll go to the Michigan, may be a little too cold for him, but we'll see what happens.
The grass ain't greener, but the money is.
I hear you. Which bracket you want to go to next?
Let's go to the east.
The East. The East, because
UConn.
I live in the East. UConn, easy. Easy over Stetson.
Yeah, I feel bad for them.
Stetson might score 40 points, so UConn might score 100.
FAU Northwestern.
I'm going with Florida Atlantic.
Foul owl on the prowl.
Northwestern's been trying. Northwestern's coming along. They've
Yeah.
won a couple of games over some people this year, but they're still a growing program. And despite Wilborn love of Northwestern, et cetera, I don't think they're going to get past the first round. Again, this is the, you know, you have you need experience to get past the first round, and they don't have it this year.
This is their third tournament appearance ever, correct?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know exactly, but I
After a
should have
million
said
years in the Big Ten, three
after me,
tournaments.
yes. They're usually on the bottom of the Big Ten every year.
San Diego State versus the UAB Blazers, who snuck in and stole a bid by winning the American.
Yes. You got to go with San Diego State. West Coast offense, high flying, 3-point shooting, driving the hoop, very little defense. We get the ball on the rebound. Everybody brings it down a la Golden State. Everybody shoots. San
I'm
Diego
going.
for sure.
I like them. I think UAB will cover. I don't know what the spread will be, but if it's more than 7.5 points, take UAB. They're a good shooting team. They have very quick players, very quick guards. Auburn versus Yale.
Yale, if you're going to be a judge, you go to Yale. If you're going to be a basketball player, you go to Auburn.
Fair enough. Auburn does pay better, at least for their players. BYU versus Duquesne.
Auburn pays better while you're playing. Yale plays better after you graduate.
Ask Charles Barkley. BYU versus Duquesne.
Got to go with BYU.
I'm going with the Dukes. I'm taking the
The
Catholics.
Duke is a small school. They're one of the big five Philly teams from back in the day.
They're from Pittsburgh.
They don't have the Pennsylvania teams. I'm sorry. They don't have the horses to run with BYU.
They're in the A-10. The A-10 is a better conference than, well, BYU was in the Big 12. So in fairness
That's
to them, they
right.
were in a much better conference this year. But
And
the A-10 is a two-bid league. I'm going with Duquesne.
I have to go with BYU. BYU has the big horses that can play. They don't have a lot of athletic ability. They got a lot of basketball ability. And they're older. That's the oldest teams in the league because before you can go to school, you have to do 2 years at least of missionary. So they
That's
tend to have
true.
the oldest teams going,
Half those guys got kids.
more mature than most schools. So I have to go with BYU in this case against Duquesne.
Illinois versus Morehead State.
Illinois, obviously. Listen, the big team in Kentucky is not Morehead State, okay? It's Louisville, which is down, and Kentucky, which is still a little up. You got to go with Illinois playing out of the Big 12.
Washington State out of the Pac-12, the last year of the Pac-12, as we know it, versus Drake. This is going to be a really tough matchup, 7 versus 10.
Now, I would have thought you would pick Drake as your double digit seed over a single digit, but again, I'm going to Washington State.
I went with Duquesne, I think, because the way I saw them play in the A-10 tournament as I was watching that, they beat Dayton handily. And if you can
Okay.
beat Dayton, you can beat BYU.
We'll see. Okay, I got to go with BYU, and I'm going with Washington State here.
And I think a lot of Big 12 teams got in off of the reputation of that league. It's the best league in the country, but still.
Okay.
But Washington State, I'm going with them as well. Iowa State versus Sandy, South Dakota State.
Iowa State, no doubt. I don't know. Iowa State could easily have been a number one seed.
Personally, yes.
They were that good. They easily could be a number one seed against South Dakota State. I think they played in the D2 or D3 football championship and they lost. Because
FCS.
football is their thing, not basketball.
This
It's a
is their
little
f No, they've made a bunch of basketball tournaments. They even sent a guy to the pros.
making the tournament is wonderful for a small time school.
They've done it 5 times in the past
Winning
10 years.
Games in a tournament is what you're supposed to do.
They might, just not this year, unfortunately.
There you go. I don't think they'll win this year either.
We're going to head to the South with Houston versus Longwood.
The South region, Longwood. Longwood is a street in the Bronx, so I got to pick Houston. Longwood Avenue is a street in the central Bronx.
Texas A&M versus Nebraska.
I'm going with A&M.
That is
A&M
terrible.
is just coming off a big win.
I'm going with the Japanese Jordan out of Nebraska, my man Kisei Tamanaga.
Yeah, A&M just beat Houston.
I've been watching Nebraska
Crushed.
all year.
They crushed Houston.
Nebraska beat Purdue.
I saw Nebraska once. I'm not impressed. I'm
I'm
going
going with
with.
the Japanese Jordan. My
I
man can
saw
hoop.
right. I got Texas A&M.
He will be in the league.
Without a
Wisconsin
doubt.
versus James Madison.
Wisconsin.
I got to
James
go with.
Madison. You're going with James Madison?
I'm going with J-Mo.
This is your W over. This is your W over five.
This is my 12 over a 5.
I'm going with Wisconsin. They can win the first round. They won't go past that, but they're winning the first round.
James Madison got some big wins. James Madison beat Michigan State earlier in the year, just so you
And
know.
Michigan State has struggled all year because they don't have the talent. They've got the
Yeah.
culture, but not the talent.
And
So
name one
beating
player
them,
on Wisconsin.
I can't name no
Exactly.
play, but I can't name no Michigan State either. So there you go.
Yeah. Duke versus Vermont.
I hate Duke. I hate Duke. The way I love UCLA, I hate Duke, but
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Duke. I'm going to tell you folks, put your money on Duke. Duke wins in this first round.
I want Vermont to win because Duke legitimately does not have too many pro prospects, but I find it very unlikely that that happens.
And this could be,
If they're getting 15 points, take Vermont, they'll cover.
this could be your double digit seed winning over a single, but I'm still going with Duke here to win.
Legitimately, it seems more likely that it would be James Madison or Duquesne to make that happen. Those are teams that have been good all year in their league and won their conference tournament to lock it up. And when you do that, that lets me know that you're serious about how you play because you know you got to win them all.
We'll come back Monday night, folks, for the update, and you'll see who's the winner. I have a history, a 50-year history. Well, actually, no, I didn't do it for 50 years. I have a 40, a 37-year history where I actually kept track of my winners. I have a 73% average winning on the first round, just to let y'all
Yeah.
know.
Texas Tech, NC State.
Texas Tech. I'm going with Texas Tech. NC State beat, they beat NC. I don't know why. NC sometimes gets lazy, but they get lazy sometimes. And I don't think their coaching is that great. But I'm going with Texas Tech here.
I'm kind of shocked considering you're an NC State guy.
No, I'm not. Never
You
been
had
an
that
NC.
t-shirt.
That's a, I had the t-shirt because when they won the tournament, was it 40 years ago? A friend of mine lived in Arizona where the game was played, and she bought me back a t-shirt. One of my employees bought me back a t-shirt from the Final Four. That's why I
Oh.
had that t-shirt.
Well, Kentucky versus Oakland. Oakland is in Michigan.
I'm going with Kentucky.
That's kind of an easy one. That would be a huge upset if that happens.
Now, yeah, that would be the money upset.
Florida versus the winner of Boise State, Colorado. We're picking Colorado, so Florida versus Colorado.
I'm going with Florida.
I'm going with Colorado, considering that Florida center just broke his leg in the conference tournament.
I'm still going with Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. You said Florida,
No,
right?
I'm going with Florida. I'm sorry, I'm going with Florida.
I'm going with Colorado on that one. Next up, we have Marquette versus Western Kentucky out of Conference USA.
That's a given.
Yeah.
That's a given. Marquette. I've always been a fan of Marquette because I remember Al McGuire, who comes out of Queens, Rockaway, New York. I remember he came to the East Harlem and recruited some players that I played with in the park to go to Marquette. And so I've always been an Al McGuire Park fan. And that was 100 years ago. So Marquette, in this case, they've got the players again. They've got two or three or four players instead of just having Dwayne Wade. They've got three or four players who can ball. So I'm going with Marquette.
Three or four players who can ball as well as Dwayne Wade. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And they've got this kid, their guard, I forgot his name, but he may be better than John Stockton.
Wow. Well, they got to win by 15 points, so I hope you believe in them a lot.
Oh, easy, easy.
All right. Next up, we're going down to the
To the
Midwest. We got the final
Midwest.
bracket. We got Purdue, whoever versus MTS, no, Montana
You
State or
I
Grambling.
pick Montana State, you pick Grambling.
They don't have those odds up, but it's going to be Purdue versus Grambling, and that's going to be a bloodbath.
I'm going with Purdue. Purdue has always had the ugliest uniforms in college sports. I mean, black and gray or black and brown, whatever that is, they're the ugliest uniform. No color, no style, no nothing. But I'm going with Purdue with the big dude here.
Oh, and to my point, 8 versus 9, Nebraska. Nebraska's favored by Nebraska's got to win by 2. They're -1.5 right now.
Okay.
Alabama's only -9.5, so that's a good bet. And JMU's getting +5.5 against Wisconsin. That's how much the bettors believe in them.
I got you.
Utah State, TCU.
Well, of course, you got to go with TCU.
Utah State is one of the hottest teams in the country. They're getting 2.5 points.
Right. They're hot, and TCU is going to cool them off.
TCU is only 21-12. Utah State is 27-6
Yeah. It
on the season.
depends on who you play.
You know what? I'm going with Utah State. I'm going with the Mountain West. They got four teams in for a reason.
Make sure you write that down so when we come back next week.
Oh, I will. Okay. Gonzaga, McNeese State.
McNeese. I'm going with Gonzaga.
Do you care to want to know what the point spread is?
No, Gonzaga is going to win. Gonzaga is going to win this one by 20 points.
You're sure?
McNeese doesn't have the horses to run with Gonzaga. They don't have the size, the talent, or the horses.
Why are you so sure that Gonzaga has the horses? They lost to St. Mary's. They almost never
And
lose to them.
I hear you. And
Hey, listen.
they got the horses against McNeese.
John Stockton's not walking through that door.
They got the or what's the kid now, the
Sabonis
Japanese
isn't walking through that door.
or the Japanese kid that plays for the Lakers now.
Hachimura isn't walking
Yeah,
through that door.
that's okay. That's okay.
Jalen Suggs isn't walking through that door, folks.
Gonzaga's question.
Gonzaga only has to win by six, so I think that's a good bet.
Yeah.
Kansas versus Samford.
Now Kansas. Now, if you want to pick an upset, I'm picking Kansas. But
Kansas.
if I'm in Vegas, I'm going to
Yeah.
put the money on Kansas, and I'm going to put the money on Samford because Kansas has got two guys hurt. The
Yes.
center's hurt, and
Yes.
Cullors, I think his name is Cullors or Cullors, he's hurt. And they're going to play, but you if you've been I watch every game that was on TV with Kansas this year.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with them. The guard is great. He's a great guard. He can't shoot. He can't drive the hoop. So they don't get any offense from
The
him.
point guard is pretty good, yes.
Yeah, it's a point guard. They got this young kid, this kid that's very athletic. I can't think of his name now. 6'8". He's a high flyer. He's great under the boards, but he can't shoot. And against people with muscle, he has trouble rebounding because he's on the light side. He's like 220, 230. He would make a great tight end, in my opinion. But so they've got issues with their team. They don't have the killers that they've had in the previous years. So I'm picking Kansas because of the experience and because of the talent. But if you want to take a double figure, if you
Double
want
digit
a
seed.
double digit against a four, I would pick this one. But I'm picking Kansas.
You know, in the last time a 13 seed beat a four?
When?
When Buffalo knocked off Arizona in the first round with the overall pick on it.
I got you. Okay.
Samford, 29-5 on the
Yeah.
season.
Yeah.
18-14 against the spread. They're getting 7.5 points. I'm taking Samford plus 7.5, folks.
No,
Listen to me.
that's what I was saying. This could be the upset, but I'm going with Kansas.
Now this is a weird power conference matchup, and I like this game. South Carolina versus Oregon.
I'm going with South Carolina.
I'm going with Oregon. I think South Carolina is overrated, and I think the point spread reflects that.
What's
Oregon
the
is plus
spread?
two.
Okay.
Think about that. You're a six versus an 11 seed, and they're giving you, you're only laying 2 points, which
I hear
means
you.
more people believe in Oregon than they do in South Carolina.
That's cool. I'm going with South Carolina.
I think the SEC is overrated, especially the teams in the middle, and South Carolina is one of those middle teams. The top
Okay.
three in the SEC are really good. Auburn, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and Bama, they are legit. Everybody after them, not so much.
So it's like the
Great.
Big East, and these guys only getting into the ranking of the conference.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
You play at Kentucky a lot, you get in. You play UConn a lot, you should get in. But that's why Providence got screwed,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
Okay.
Creighton versus Akron.
Creighton. Akron's in your conference. Was that the
Oh,
A-10?
no, it's the MAC.
The MAC,
Oh,
yeah.
come on now.
I'm sorry, the MAC.
MAC. Don't be
Yeah.
disrespectful. Don't act like you don't enjoy those games. They're getting 12 and a half points.
I'm going with
They're not
Creighton.
going to cover because they don't have enough size, and Creighton has one of the best defensive
There
centers.
you go.
They did win more games than them during the regular season, but they didn't play. The best team they Akron played all year, I believe, was St. Bonaventure.
Okay.
Oh,
Not Buffalo.
and they beat
Not
South Dakota
Buffalo.
State.
Not
Buffalo won
Buffalo.
four games this year, so
Oh,
stop.
okay.
They beat
Okay.
South Dakota State straight up in South Dakota,
All
who's also
righty
another
then.
tournament team. So they're not terrible, but they won't get run off the floor by a bigger team. They can shoot the
Next.
ball and spread the floor. Texas versus UVA, you have.
I'm going with Texas.
I don't think the line is up for this because it's a 7 versus 10, so they need to see
Right.
who's going to win.
I'm going with Texas.
I think Texas should win this game, but I wouldn't be shocked
Okay.
if they lose, honestly. UVA is a really good defensive team, and Texas has some long dry spells and not scoring. And I saw them lose to Oklahoma, who's in the NIT at home, so I'm not shocked. Just hit them with that
Okay.
horns down in the first quarter and they'll fold. Apparently, that really bothers them.
And finally,
And finally, last and certainly not least, we have Tennessee taking on St. Peter's, a darling from a couple of years ago who went to the Sweet 16. No, it's the Elite Eight, beating Kentucky. Different players, though, different coach. Keene Holloway is coaching Seton Hall now.
Yeah, I'm going with Tennessee. Tennessee's been very good this year.
They are.
They've got the players. They've got the coaching. They've got the talent. They've got the experience. They've got the size. They've got the ball handlers and the shooters.
Let's pick. Do you have a super early prediction for your Final Four?
Oh, you want my Final Four? All right. Well,
before you get to that, I'm just going to go over one thing real quick for the listeners. I personally feel the group of death is the East. UConn, FAU, Auburn, San Diego State, Illinois, Iowa State, and Washington State are all teams that could legitimately make a run to the Final Four. They put them all in the same bracket. Now, people always say that about all of these teams, but in the rest of them, I really only see three teams that are good enough to actually make it. Literally, UConn, FAU, and San Diego State were all in the Final Four last year. So the fact that all three of those teams will play by the second round, let alone the Sweet 16, says a lot. At the bottom of the bracket, Illinois or Iowa State could do it. And Washington State. And if Drake upset Washington State, I wouldn't even be shocked. Because Wazoo was good, but they're not great. And Drake was really, really good to get there. The fact that they're a 10 seed out of Missouri Valley says a lot about what they think of that lead. Go ahead with your Final Four pick.
My Final Four, I'm picking UConn.
Okay.
UConn in the East.
All right. Let's go West.
I'm going with, it's kind of hard, you know. Arizona is probably the favorite, but I don't see Arizona making it. I'm going with Baylor.
You're going with Baylor.
I'm going with Baylor.
That's a bit of a shock.
I don't see anybody in that bracket that can beat Baylor. NC, I don't think can.
You don't think Arizona's going to go home?
Arizona's going home. Arizona's going to get beat by Baylor
before they get to the Final Four.
Before they get to the Final Four, absolutely.
So they lose in the Sweet 16. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Midwest or South?
The South. Houston, without a doubt. Houston's number one.
Really? No challenger to them.
No, not in that bracket.
So who are they playing to get to the Final Four? Kentucky or Marquette?
They're going to play. Wait a minute.
Kentucky's at the bottom of the bracket.
They're going to play Marquette.
All right.
The Final Four. And in the Midwest, I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Really?
I don't see. Purdue has issues. As you can see, the last game that Purdue just lost, they attacked the big guy. They just kept attacking. If you keep attacking, you've got the players that can drive the hoop with a couple of people who can hit threes. I think you can beat Purdue because that keeps the ball out of his hands if you're on offense all the time.
I think Purdue has the easiest bracket to get there.
Yeah, okay. But I got Tennessee. I got Tennessee beating Creighton and then Tennessee beating Purdue.
Okay. I got Creighton beating Tennessee.
Okay.
I think they got better guards and they got a better big guy who can go up and get it. And I think he's going to be a problem for them because he can block shots.
But now that's just our preliminary. Okay.
True.
Should I write this down? Is that what we're sticking with just in case?
Yeah, go ahead. I think the Big East is going to get two schools in the Final Four. They're going to have the East and they're going to have the Midwest with Creighton, which is appropriate because Creighton is in Omaha, which is interesting. But the Big East goes as far as Nebraska.
Yeah. So I got.
Ain't nothing East Coast about Nebraska.
Baylor and Houston in my Final Four.
I think Houston is going to end up losing. Houston's going to get upset in the second round by Nebraska.
Houston just lost.
I know.
So when you lose this close to the tournament, you'll be great all year.
Mm-hmm.
That takes the pressure off of you from losing. Now you can go ahead and become a killer. That's just my sense. Because, you know, remember, at this level, 75% of these guys, they're all at the same level. So it becomes a mindset, it becomes emotion. And, you know, if you lose, you've been great all year, and you lose, you get to say, oh, man, we blew this one. So now let's stop fooling around. And I think that's where they're going to be.
Fair enough.
And remember, folks, you know, all of you guys in brackets and stuff, all of these brackets, all these pools, they're all, you know, straight up. They're not odds or anything, not over under. The over under, Ace gave you all the over unders. for you people who want to make money. But if you want to win your bracket, we told you where to win. We told you how to win.
Fair enough. And do you want to go through the women's bracket?
You want to do that tonight or you want to do it another night?
Well, those games do start a little bit later. They start on Thursday on the 22nd.
I mean, I've done them. We can run through them quickly because the problem with the women's bracket to me is that there are very few upsets in women's basketball.
Especially in the first round, but especially occasionally it happens.
But there's usually very few upsets in the first round. And so I have the favorites winning every time, except for, let me see, who do I have? Who did I pick to outside of the favorite?
No faith in Columbia, huh?
Columbia, what, university?
That's correct. This is their first NCAA tournament ever for the women's team.
I used to play basketball in their gym.
That's nice.
No, I have
did that help them win?
Hey, listen, in fact, you know, I used to play against the guys who played in the NCAA back in 76 and 75, including Jim McMillan and Dotson and Newman, who played center for them.
Well, I have a better question. Do you think UConn will make it to the Final Four in Portland 3? Because they're playing in two different sections. They're basically playing two brackets in Albany and two brackets in Portland on the West Coast.
Well, with the women, I have to be honest. I picked every favorite for the women. Now, if you want me to give you my Final Four for the women, I can do that.
Oh, I would love to hear that, yes.
Okay. First of all, of course, they're South Carolina.
They are undefeated and they're on a tear. I can't see them losing. They also have a 6'7" center who apparently she got hands, so that helps.
I'm picking Stanford.
All right. Tara Vanderveer and them girls.
Surprisingly, I'm not going to pick Iowa and I'm not going to pick LSU. I'm picking USC in the West.
You mean UCLA?
USC.
USC isn't in their bracket.
I'm talking about in the
Portland.
Yeah, Portland bracket.
Portland 3. Okay, so yeah, you got USC going.
I didn't pick Albany 2 yet. I'm afraid to pick Albany 2. Yeah, of course, my favorite's going to be UCLA. I got UCLA beating LSU. So I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with UCLA.
I think LSU got underranked, and I think it's going to be a rematch of LSU and Iowa in the Elite Eight.
Yeah, they got underranked, but they're also a little crazy this year.
They're a bit erratic.
The coach is losing her mind. You know?
It's not the first time.
It's crazy. So
are you not familiar with her work?
But that's why I'm not picking them.
Okay.
And I don't see Iowa getting past Colorado.
When you have two women on your team who will potentially be WNBA picks, one who's a sophomore and one who's a senior, it makes me hard. It makes it kind of difficult for me not to bet on you. So I'm going to bet LSU pretty heavy.
I hear you. I agree. It's just that because of the erraticness and the craziness surrounding the team all year, Reese not playing because she was acting crazy, and the coach didn't say, well, I had to bench it because the board was acting crazy. There's a lot of things happening, so I have to go against them.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't be surprised if they win. But again, with women's basketball, when they say you're a favorite, you're really the favorite. You know.
So, yes, the talent is spread out a bit.
Yes,
but not as much as it needs to. It's really the top 10 teams could all beat each other now. But anybody below that level is going to catch.
Beat by the top 10.
Teams 11 through 25 are going to be catching them hands in this tournament. The only team that's in the top 25 that I think can get pretty far is Syracuse, and they're a 6 seed, and they have to take Auburn or Arizona out of the play. Yeah. But then in the second round, they got to play Connecticut. So
now, next week in the second round, I can give you maybe some different upsets in the women, but usually I picked all the favorites in this one, in the women's bracket.
I will say Norfolk State looks pretty good. They did win 28 games, but they are in the MEAC. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, they got to play Stanford.
Yeah, I actually did pick. Yeah, I'm going over my bracket.
You went completely chalk. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked all. Yeah, I did.
You didn't take a 10 seed, a 9 over an 8, nothing. No belief in Princeton.
Oh, I take it back. I picked 10 over 7. I picked Maryland over Iowa in the Portland 4.
You have Maryland over Iowa.
Yeah. Oh, no, over Iowa State.
Over Iowa State.
Yeah, that's the only upset I picked in the women's
Any
bracket. All the rest were
just
favorites.
more faith in the SEC than the Big 12,
Yeah,
ACC than the Big 12.
in the
All right.
ACC than the Big 12. More faith
ACC
in
has,
Maryland.
all right. Maryland's a pretty good basketball school, especially for the women's side this time. University of Mississippi is going to lose to Marquette. That's my only upset I have in the first round for y'all. Middle Tennessee might put a scare into Louisville. They're not as fast. They don't play as fast as they used to, and they don't shoot as well as they used to. There's a reason why they're a six seed. So there's that. I don't have the I can't find any lines for the women's bracket as easily, which is shocking considering they're averaging 1.5 million viewers per game on national TV. And I've seen some of them.
On all games or on Iowa games and
No,
Connecticut
on
games.
all the nationally televised games,
Oh,
meaning
okay.
any game on CBS, Fox, or NBC, it has been averaging 1.5 million. Not just Iowa. Iowa's getting two. I'm talking all the LSU games on ABC since they're, SEC is by ESPN, all the ACC games that have been on there. Unfortunately, USC on the Pac-12 has been on the Pac-12 network, which you have to have a satellite and a passcode and an eye scan to get.
And the same thing with the Big East.
The Big East is on FS1, so you can't. It's tough to watch UConn games, but occasionally they'll come on Fox.
Once in a blue moon, but
And UConn is not the draw it used to be on
I
TV.
have to watch SC in New York to get, and I watched all the UConn games because I love the way they play. They play basketball, it's supposed to be played. Pass the ball to somebody's open, and that guy makes a layup, and then you get back on defense.
And speaking of the women's game, that WNBA needs to add about four more teams because there's more than enough talent to support it. I don't know if they have four more cities, but there's four more teams that they could add. They could put a team in Philly, they could put a team in Oakland or San Francisco, and they could put two more teams in the Midwest. What were
I
you going to
think
say?
the issue for them is not that they don't want to add teams. They don't. I don't think at this point right now the league that the WNBA is still being subsidized by the NBA.
Slightly, but
That's why.
they negotiated a much better TV deal with ESPN, so that's going
But
to help.
the players still aren't making money. I mean, the players still have to go overseas to make $1 million or
Yes,
$500,000.
they're making a quarter million a year over here.
Maybe,
No, that's the
maybe.
max salary.
That's the max, but maybe two or three people get that. Most of them are getting 75, 80,000 bucks, which is nothing if you're supposed to be a pro athlete, devoting 16 hours a day to your craft. And it's really kind of unfair, but hey, until people start filling the stadiums, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, the average attendance is not going up like it should, but more people are watching on TV. I believe the lowest paid salary is what you said, around 65,000. But the highest paid player on every WNBA team is making at least six figures.
And I'm trying to get my oldest granddaughter interested in basketball because she's already 5'5", so maybe I'll teach her to be a baller. All the men in her family on her grandfather's side play ball, so maybe there's hope for her. We'll see.
Good luck with that.
Hey, maybe by the time she comes along, they'll be paying $1 million,
I'm hoping in another decade. Do
and
you have any more shout outs?
she can take care of her G dad at that point.
You have any more shout outs?
My man Malcolm, the crown prince of the family, made his first basket. He's 4 years old. He made his first basket in school the other day.
Impressive.
Actually got it in the hoop.
10
So
foot hoop.
that's a 10-foot hoop. That's my shout
Wow.
out. That's my shout out for this week, folks.
All
Hey,
right.
72% average since 1988. I think I started keeping track of it.
That is correct.
I'm bringing you money, back bringing you money. I bought you money in football. I'm bringing you money in basketball. G Dad is bringing you on the Uptown Parlay. There
Podcast
you go. You're available where?
on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Podcast Addict, Podbean, and of course, iTunes. Please rate and review us. Give us 5 stars because we need all the help we can get.
One more shout out. My mom, Ace's grandmother, is going to be 100 years old in 2 weeks.
Correct.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday, Grandma. Happy 100th. You guys have Sister Jean. We have my grandmother, rooting for my teams. So if you know what's good for you, follow my picks. And I'm pretty sure one of those 10 and 11 seeds and 12 seeds is going to win one. So if you put $10 on all of them, as long as they're plus 500, you can't lose.
On that
All right.
note, folks, Over to you, Ace. Good night.
We are out. Please like and subscribe. Follow us on Twitter. I will never call it what they call it now, but follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram, the Uptown Parlay Podcast, and follow us on Podbean. This is where we are hosted. And you can find us on the blog, and I'll be updating March Madness throughout the entire month leading up to the title game. And I will also be out in Vegas if y'all just want to pop up and say hi. I'll be downtown at Hoops on the Strip. Y'all can find me there. We out.